This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Today's release by House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway of the Agriculture Nutrition Act of 2018 assures America's farmers and ranchers that congressional agriculture leaders recognize the economic challenges our producers face, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a statement issued last week. The statement continues, Farm Bureau is pleased to see meaningful adjustments to the current Farm Bill's provisions for dairy and the Agriculture Risk Coverage Program, as well as new provisions for cotton farmers included in the commodity title. We also appreciate improvements proposed for federal crop insurance. There are additional provisions aimed at improving conservation programs, the Specialty Crops Program, and Research and Rural Development Programs that will benefit our members across the nation. The House Agriculture Committee's proposed 2018 Farm Bill shows the committee is aware of a farm economy teetering on a knife's edge. The legislation released today will assist farmers and ranchers battered by commodity prices that often do not cover the cost of production. This is one step to bring certainty to our farmers when we face challenges from many different directions. There are still details to be worked out, and we stand ready to work closely with leadership and members of the committee to move forward. We urge Congress to complete a new farm bill soon that promotes food security, a strong farm economy, and the thousands of jobs that are supported by America's agricultural productivity. President Trump has reportedly asked his economic and trade teams to investigate the possibility of rejoining the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a 12-country trade agreement Trump pulled the U.S. out of in the first week of his presidency in January 2017. The TPP was finalized in February 2016, but not ratified by the U.S. before Trump withdrew the United States signature from the pact. The original TPP is now the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership and involves the other 11 TPP countries. Ratification of the CPTPP is expected this spring, and the trade partners could consider adding new members not long after. The Environmental Working Group once again released its annual Dirty Dozen, cautioning consumers against purchasing and consuming a baker's dozen, that's 13, different nutritious fruits and vegetables. Each year, EWG releases its list and starts by saying that all adults and children should eat more fruits and vegetables, whether they are organic or conventionally grown. While citing many of the organization's own resources, they fail to link the Agriculture Department's Pesticide Data Program report, where EWG has cherry-picked information to make its claims. As is expected, EWG uses the PDP data to create statistics that promote fear and avoids addressing the fact that residue in nearly 100% of the produce tested were present at levels far below tolerances set by regulatory agencies. CropLife America and many other food-focused organizations remain vehemently opposed to the misinformation spread by EWG's findings and instead encourage consumers to reach for fruits and vegetables at the grocery store regardless of how the food was grown. On April 12th, the House Agriculture Committee released text of the 2018 Farm Bill. One of the key components of the Farm Bill negotiations is often what's called Farm Bill math. The math underlying the 2018 Farm Bill was released in early April by the Congressional Budget Office. On April 9th, CBO released projections on expected spending for selected programs for the current budget year plus 10 years, i.e., the 10-year baseline. These baseline projections identify expected outlays associated with a number of programs important to farmers and ranchers, including the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and USDA mandatory farm programs such as crop insurance, conservation, and farm programs. CBO's most recent projections are for total Farm Bill spending for all titles from 2018 to 2028 to be $867 billion. This total is down nearly $90 billion from when the Farm Bill was passed in January 2014, and at that time, CBO projected total Farm Bill outlays at $956 billion. A recent report compares the most recent April 2018 baseline to the January 2014 baseline, which was estimated following the 2014 Farm Bill. These most recent cost projections are important because they will be used to score policy changes proposed during the 2018 Farm Bill debate in the House and Senate. AFBF was quoted in a recent article from The Hill on trade with China. The Hill noted that President Trump acknowledged that U.S. farmers could take a hit from trade disputes with China, but said they will ultimately understand why the confrontation is necessary. On the current trade situation, AFBF shared with The Hill, "It's our hope and expectation that both sides will eventually arrive at an agreement that does not include tariffs. Whatever happens, you can be certain our policy will support the interests of farmers nationwide." The Renewable Fuel Standard Program provides the regulatory framework for establishing the minimum volume of renewable fuels that are to be blended into the U.S. transportation fuel supply. The RFS was designed to improve environmental quality by reducing greenhouse gas emissions, increase energy security by reducing dependence on imported oil, and expand and promote the production of renewable fuels such as corn-based ethanol or soybean-based biodiesel. The key compliance mechanism that the RFS uses to ensure that obligated parties, i.e., refiners and blenders, meet the annual renewable volume obligations is renewable identification numbers. RINs are generated based on the production of biofuels and fluctuate in value based on market supply and demand. In recent months, a number of modifications have been proposed to substantially alter the RFS program. The proposals include RIN multipliers, capping the value of RINs, and not retiring RINs upon export. And while recent reports suggest changes to the nation's biofuels policy are on hold, any future efforts designed to artificially change RIN supply and demand would erode the integrity of the RFS program and weaken the principal RFS compliance instrument. Any effort to impose tariffs on Chinese imports by the U.S. runs the risk of retaliatory measures against the nearly $20 billion in agricultural products U.S. farmers and ranchers sent to China in 2017, AFBF recently told Congress. The impact on American farmers and ranchers and associated businesses must be considered when pursuing trade actions. U.S. agriculture has strongly supported for decades efforts to open the world to our agricultural and other trade products, AFBF said in statements submitted for the record to the Senate Finance Committee and the House Ways and Means Committee. The committees were discussing market access challenges in China and the effect of tariff increases on the U.S. economy and jobs, respectively. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.